Homer and Langley, the Collier brothers, what year are we talking about when they start to become a little unhinged?
Well, it was in the late 20s, I believe, when their mother died. And so from then until 47, not much is known about them. They pretty much kept to themselves and evidently were gradually filling the mansion with stuff.
But it would have been mostly Langley who was filling the mansion with stuff, because Homer of the Collier brothers, he developed rheumatoid arthritis and became, is that what it was?
Yeah, rheumatism. Yeah,
and, rheumatism.
And he was eventually paralyzed and blind, and Langley took care of him, and he believed that he could do it. He had an extensive library from his father, and he believed that a diet of 100 oranges a week would keep Homer from completely losing his sight.
It obviously didn't, right? I mean, because he goes completely blind, right, despite the 100 oranges a week. At some point, they just start collecting stuff. So much stuff, Dr. Frost, that they have to start sort of building tunnels within this mansion. Oh, three-story, 12-room mansion in Harlem.
Right.
Okay. So that's a lot of room to start filling up. And when they start to fill it up, what is it that they seem to be hoarding, at least by what we can tell from the historical record?
Well, it seems to be pretty much everything. There were buggies, there were parts of Model T Ford cars, there were bed springs, dressers, papers, and books, thousands and thousands of books, newspapers.
25,000 books or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a tremendous number of things, and including even some odder things like tree branches and things.
Tree branches. And pianos.
And pianos, yes.
How many pianos did they have in their 12-room mansion?
I think in the end there was something like 17 pianos they pulled out of the mansion after they died.
Was there a car?
There was. There was a Model T car.
How did they get it in the house?
Well, it's not clear. No one quite knows. In fact, it's not even clear how, in the last 10 years or so, how Langley got into and out of the house, because all the entrances were blocked.
Explain the whole thing about Langley and Homer Collier's tunnels and the mazes that were inside of the house, Dr. Frost.
Well, it was probably something related to Langley's engineering background, but the mansion got so full of things that it was no longer possible even to have paths through. So he began constructing tunnels to get from one part of the house to another. But in addition to that, one of the things that happened to both Homer and Langley is that they became somewhat targets of people in the neighborhood, and everyone thought they were eccentric, and several times people tried to break into their house, so they got a little bit paranoid. And so Langley started to booby trap some of the tunnels so that they would know if someone was breaking in, and the booby traps included tin cans that would come raining down on someone crawling through the tunnels. Other things that he did were to create false tunnels, or what appeared to be a false tunnel, a tunnel that ended. But in truth, it was a tunnel that continued, but you had to take the stuff in front of you and move it behind you, sort of like a mole going through the ground.
So these trap doors, essentially, or these secret entrances. What happened to they stopped? They refused to answer any mail or even open up mail?
They refused to answer any mail. They wouldn't answer a knock on the door. Of course, the doors were all blocked up, and the only way... Sometimes the local policeman, who knew them pretty well, could get their attention by banging on a drain pipe. But even that often wouldn't work, and no one would come to the door. Now, the interesting thing is that according to all reports, Langley, once he was outside and ran into people on the street, he was quite personable, and he was quite talkative. It wasn't as though he wouldn't talk to people. It's just that when they were in the house, they sort of kept separate, kept apart.
So... Langley was the one that was doing all of this stuff. How old were they sometime in the 1940s? At what point?
They were in their 60s when they died in 1947.
Who called the police in 1947 to say there's a body inside the mansion?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but the reports are that it was a neighbor who called. Now, exactly how the neighbor knew that there was a dead body in the Collier Mansion is not so clear, because the bodies were buried pretty much inside the mansion somewhere.
So the cops come and they try to get in through the front door. What happens?
And they can't. They go to the front door and they can't. No one answers the door, and they start banging on the drain pipes and no one answers. And then they decide that this is serious enough that they have to get into the house. So they chop down the front door and tried to get in that way. But it was packed. It was so tightly packed with bound up newspapers and things that they couldn't enter that way. So they looked at the door of the basement, and it was packed the same way. And they called a fire truck, and they brought a ladder, and they started trying to get into the second floor windows. And after a couple of hours, they finally were able to get in through one of the second floor windows. And a patrolman crawled inside and called out a few minutes later that there was a dead body inside.
And the dead body was of the brother Homer, who was blind and paralyzed. He couldn't have called the police. He couldn't have called a neighbor. And so they start to investigate. He's found kind of slumped over in the wheelchair, died apparently of some form of starvation.
Yeah, or something related to starvation. They think it was a heart attack, but it was brought on by starvation.
So obviously Langley hadn't been caring for his brother, but they couldn't find Langley. At first they thought it might have been murder or negligence, because they put out an all-points bulletin for Langley, thinking he's not in the house.
Right. They're concerned about where he is, and they don't know. So they put out an all-points bulletin, and there are sightings every now and then, but nothing that really panned out. In fact, there was one sighting reported on a subway train, and they stopped the subway train before it got to the station so they could search for him.
How much time passed between when they found Homer's body inside the Collier Mansion and they found Langley's body?
It was about 3 weeks when workmen in the room where Homer was found dead stumbled onto Langley's body, and it wasn't more than 10 feet away from where they found Homer. And in that three-week period of time, they decided that they had to start unpacking the house, thinking that Homer might be hiding somewhere. Langley might be hiding inside. So they started emptying the house. And it was difficult for them because there was no way to really move around very well. So they had to poke a hole in through the roof and start pulling things out that way.
And so they start to sort of clean out the house, so to speak, from the top down, until they came back to the place essentially where they started, and 10 feet away from where Homer had been found slumped over in his wheelchair. How long had he been dead by the time they got there, originally Homer?
Well,
like 10 hours or something?
Homer had been dead for about 10 hours, the coroner estimated. And Langley, of course, died sometime before that.
But just to go back to Homer again, it seems so odd that he died, and within 10 hours, there's a call to the police, presumably from a neighbor who says there's a body inside the house.
Right.
I mean, how could that neighbor have known inside a house packed full of stuff?
That you could only get around through tunnels. Yeah.
Yeah. How could anybody have known that a guy had just died that they called up and said there's a body in there?
Yeah.
Unless they thought it was Langley. Because they hadn't seen Langley lately, and the reason why they hadn't seen Langley was he had gotten hoisted on his own petard, so to speak, right?
That's right. What happened was that while crawling through one of the tunnels to bring Homer some food, apparently, his cape. Now, Langley dressed in an odd fashion. He dressed as though it were a dapper gentleman of a generation before. He wore a cape often, and that cape caught something in the booby trap tunnel, and things came crushing down on him and killed him. Bales of newspapers.
And so he crushed under bales of newspapers and eventually attacked by rats that lived in the house. And how many cats did they find that were living in the house?
Something like 30 or 40 feral cats were living in the house. Well,
oh my God, I can't imagine the smell of the house. But here you go. So Langley dies, and then eventually Homer's just left to die because Langley's not bringing him food anymore. They have to tear down the house after they take all the stuff out of it. How much was all of the stuff worth inside the Collier Mansion?
Well, the stuff that they end up being able to sell that wasn't thrown away only brought about $2,000 at the sale.
So the
there was 170 tons of stuff they eventually removed.